This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh began a mass exodus by car Sunday toward Armenia after Azerbaijan defeated the breakaway region's fighters in a conflict dating from the Soviet era.
The Nagorno-Karabakh leadership told Reuters the region's 120,000 Armenians did not want to live as part of Azerbaijan for fear of persecution and ethnic cleansing. The Armenians of Karabakh are in a territory internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan and were forced into a ceasefire last week after a 24-hour military operation by the much larger Azerbaijani military. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This week, with the threat of a government shutdown looming, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will once again try to woo far-right conservative holdouts who are blocking passage of bills that did not cut spending. More from
Republican Representative Mike Turner speaking on ABC's This Week.
I'll bet on Kevin McCarthy any day, and we certainly have time yet to go. But he's in a very difficult position because the holdouts keep saying to Kevin McCarthy, don't bring bipartisan bills to the floor. We don't want you to use Democrat votes to try to avert a shutdown. But they're using Democrat votes to try to cause a shutdown. I mean, these individuals, these Republican holdouts, are voting with Nancy Pelosi against Republican bills that have been brought to the floor.
McCarthy's party holds a slim majority in the House. Even as few as five Republican defectors are enough to derail any legislation the majority attempts to pass. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says that France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country now that the democratically elected president has been deposed in a coup. More at